Blog Talk Radio.
On the Twitter, I get a lot of people coming in too.
Hi, everyone. This is Starscast, also known as Natalie, and I have my panel with me tonight. I have Stars James, Stars Dragon Spirit, and Stars Cosmic Denise. And our topic tonight is going to be modules of healing, which is really right up my alley at this time. I think this is wonderful. What it's going to be, they're going to tell you the methods that they use and all kinds of good stuff, and they're such a great panel. So, James, if you will, I'm going to let you start off.
Thank you, Natalie, and I just want to start off by welcoming everyone to the show. We're really glad that you're here and listening in, and I also want to remind everyone that you can call in if you have questions about our topic. The topic today is about healing. If you have questions about the topic, please feel free to call in. We love to hear your insights, your questions, your experiences. If you've experienced healing, please let us know. We love to hear those stories. You can give us a call at 347-838-9736. Again, that number is 347-838-9736. And we are glad that you're listening in. The chat room is open right now, and we have, we're supposed to be having, I'm not sure she's quite there yet, but we have Stars Priestess Candy, who will be monitoring the chat for the duration of the show. And if you can also ask your questions there and get some insight there if you are interested. We have Stars Dragon Spirit. She's Stars Dragon Spirit on www.stars.com. That's Stars with a Z. We will be going by her first name today, which is Cheyenne. And then we also have Stars Cosmic Denise. And for the show reference, we will just call her Denise. And you can contact her or Stars Dragon Spirit or myself on the website. I am Stars James. Anytime for insight, we have a new system where you can actually talk to us. And if you have a microphone, or you can use the chat, and we can use our microphone, and we can have a conversation that way or use the chat. It's a really neat system. And so I guess with that, we'll go ahead and get started with the topic, because this is a pretty broad topic. And the way that I kind of wanted to start out is I wanted to discuss about what is healing. You know, what does it mean when a person is healed? Because I think that sometimes there's some misconceptions about that. Just because someone, passes away from a particular disease doesn't necessarily mean that they didn't experience healing. Death is one thing that we all have to face, and I think that part of the healing process is even that. It's accepting that, you know, that dimension and that aspect is a part of our natural experience on this planet. And so I think that a lot of times we really need wisdom when it comes to this particular topic, and, especially divine wisdom. I come from a tradition, a religious tradition that is very focused on healing, but then, you know, the opposite side of life, they consider it very evil. So, like, death is a punishment. It's a punishment from, you know, back in our ancestry. The tradition is that, you know, our ancestors were in a garden, and they sinned against God, and so death is the result of that. And I think that sometimes that is actually some backwards thinking when it comes to healing, because it's very difficult from that perspective to honor what life is, and life does include, the darker aspects or even death, which to me, death is not a dark thing. It's actually a way that we transcend into different energy, and we can come back in a different form. And the one thing that I wanted to mention with that particular perspective, and I know I'm kind of focusing on the death thing, I think for me in my healing journey, that's kind of where I'm at right now, because my father just passed away back in April. But I was actually reading a book by Louise Hay about the grief process, and I can't think of the name of the book, but the co-author, David Kessler, was talking about the first time he met Louise Hay, and he's a grief counselor, and they were having this discussion, and she said, "Would you be there when I'm ready to pass, when I'm going to die?" And he said to her, "Oh, are you okay? You know, is there something wrong?" Her response was, "No, nothing's wrong. It's just I want to live life to the fullest, and even in my death, I want to do that to the fullest as well." And I think that part of the healing process is about satiating fear and about accepting and loving the process of life, the way that, you know, everything is. And so for me, since that's such a part of my healing journey right now, I did want to bring that up because I feel like that is one of the biggest misconceptions, is healing automatically brings people to health. Well, you know, it doesn't always do that. Sometimes the healing process, like I watched my father pass away, and in his healing process at that time, it was the acceptance of that, and it was the releasing of fear that was a part of his healing journey at that time. I guess with that, I mean, that's just kind of my little introduction. I guess with that, we'll go ahead and pass to Cheyenne. What are your insights on what healing is and what it means?
Okay, well, first off, thanks to everybody that's coming and listening. We always like people coming, and I would dearly love, during these, if we had people that called in and shared their experiences or if they had questions and so forth and so on, because that's what we're here for. I agree with you in a couple of areas, Jane. For me, healing means energy movement. It means something in your body or something around you is shifting and changing. Like you said, it doesn't necessarily mean, let me give an example here. Let's say somebody is 90 years old and has rheumatoid arthritis very, very bad. Well, you know, that is a very real thing to that person. But as you were saying, the journey that person is going through during the process of, because it's not like, you know, this person's going to pass away overnight or anything, but the things that she lets go of or he lets go of, because they've come to realize it doesn't matter anymore, that particular thing, and maybe they discover something new that's more enjoyable. So to me, healing is a movement of energy. It's a movement of energy within you, and it's a movement of energy outside of you. And I agree. Death is just a it's just a transition. It's a transcendence. You know, you're going from one mode in one how should we put it, level to another. It doesn't mean that person's spirit is dead, because in my belief system, I do not believe that spirit dies. It just means that it's changing form. It's just leaving, you know, the suit that it has on for right now, it's just leaving that suit, and it's going into another phase. It is a process of life. People can come down with colds. Some people, you know, don't know where they got the cold from, but they did for a reason. When things happen to us, I would have to say in my belief system, when things happen to us, they happen for a reason. Either, you know, it's the process you're going to go through when you're healing and stuff, and the different lessons that you may learn. It may be, you know, putting you in a position to where, say, you were hanging on to something that you really didn't need to hang on to, that it wasn't in your best interest. And maybe this took place so that you would release it and let go of it. Healing is an ongoing process. To me, it's a 24/7 thing, because in our minds and in our bodies and so forth, when we come up to a situation or whatever, it's how you deal with it, how you're going to look at it, what are you going to do with it. And again, to me, it's a learning process. Even with my own body and the different things that I've gone through, and I'm using myself as an example, I've learned a lot of things on that path. Now, I'm sure we will go back, you know, to the modalities and everything, because there is a lot of those. But I know it happened for a reason. Earlier today, I was talking to someone, and I used the word accident, and I don't believe in accidents or coincidence. But it's a way to translate what I was trying to say. I believe everything happens for a reason, and everything that has led up to today since back then that has happened, my life has gone through a lot of changes. I've learned a lot of things. I've let go of a lot of things. I've had new things come into my life. So again, you know, for me, healing is energy. And it's also a state of mind because, you know, the processes that you go through, the things that you learn or the things that you let go of, you're going to be consciously aware of. So for me, that's my definition of healing. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of modalities. So I'm going to go ahead and give it to you, Denise.
All right. Thank you, Cheyenne. Thank you, James. I probably echo a lot of the sentiments that you both have shared in terms of how I look at healing. And, yeah, I feel like you're absolutely right, Cheyenne, in terms of it is a vibrational shift. It's kind of a shedding of the skin. It's a release. It's kind of like decluttering your environment. You know, when you're healing yourself and you're healing even somebody else, you are kind of throwing things in a box, donating it, throwing it away, just getting it out of your system, getting out of your environment so you can bring in new, fresh energy to kind of, you know, get you a little bit more of a kick start. So to me, as a feng shui designer, I look at healing in a very kind of a grounded way as well as a high vibrational state because it's very much connected in terms of how we live our life. It's very much connected to maybe what's going on in our system. So it, to me, it's always been a place of letting something go to welcome something new in. When you make room in your environment, when you make room in your system in terms of like getting rid of a block or getting rid of holding on to something that you want to control so much, but you can only control what you can control, which is your own life, when you let go of things of that nature, you welcome so much more abundance into your world. And with that, I feel healing can be very abundant because so much positive energy can come in. And oftentimes, if you're dealing with an illness or you're dealing with something that's just weighing you down in life, there is a great connection when you actually look around you to seeing where you're holding something in, hiding something in a closet, something of that nature. So if you're having a lot of health issues, I would actually recommend you just kind of walk through your space and look at maybe the junk drawer or the closet or the bathroom drawers. Just start shopping in your environment and getting rid of things that you no longer love. Because when you hold on to anything where you're trying to control it or you don't like it or, you know, you look at it and you just get this bad taste in your mouth, it's creating energy in your system that's very negative and grounded and, you know, always going to keep you kind of weighted down. So that's probably how I look at healing is, again, it's very much connected to what goes on around us is reflective of what's going on within us. And if you kind of look at that connection, you could do a lot of healing in your life through simply decluttering your world, letting go through intention, and all sorts of different processes, which we'll talk about with the modalities. But, yeah, I just naturally connected to feng shui techniques and decluttering and all that type of stuff and to try and always see a connection if I'm not feeling so great, if something either I need to get in my body through nutritional means or is it something I need to clean up actually in my environment because something might be blocking the energy of wanting to take care of myself a little bit better and things of that nature. So, I mean, there's so many ways you can look at it, but that's just how I connect healing as a release, the decluttering process. Okay, back to you, James.
Thank you, Denise. And, man, I love what both of you had to say about this because this is – healing is something – you know, it is a journey. It is a lifelong journey. As I had mentioned, I watched my father go through a healing process during his death, and it was actually a very profound experience for me because it allowed me to embrace all, you know, to embrace that side of life as well and to love that side as well. I mean, not that I love the fact that my father's no longer here, but the dynamic of our relationship has changed. I don't feel like our relationship has gone. He's not gone, but the dynamic has changed. And that's the biggest thing, you know, for me is I'm on a healing journey. I've been on a healing journey for years. I'm going to be on a healing journey for many years. My mentor told me one thing that has always stuck with me, that we are wounded healers, that if you're going to go into the avenue of healing other people, you have to understand that you're a wounded healer. When you get to the point where you're no longer evolving and moving forward, that's when you're not going to do any good for anyone else. And that message has always stuck with me, and it's always been, you know, something that's resonated with me very, very much so. So I really like, Cheyenne, what you said about this being a process, and that you know, it's about moving forward. I really, one of the things that you said, Denise, really stuck with me as well. And just a second, I'm just kind of reading through my notes here. Go walk through your space and look and see what's around you. I think that is excellent advice. I'm going to go into some of the modalities here that I personally have used and that have been a benefit to me. But I think the biggest benefit is to get out of distraction and get into the present moment, because one of the things that I feel hinders the healing process the most is either having too much fear about what might be, what might happen, or getting stuck in the past and not allowing that energy to move through, you know, having built up resentments and things of that nature. And it is so important. If you cannot be present, there isn't anything, you know, you can chant mantras until you're blue in the face. It's not going to do any good. You need to flip off the television. You need to be present in your environment, present in the now moment, because that's the only place where you're ever going to have any kind of power is being present. And a lot of times when I've worked with clients in life coaching and such, when I've worked with them, that's a very scary place for them to be, to turn off the television, to quiet themselves down, to look around and see what's going on, and accepting the present moment for what it is. There's a lot of anxiety in that because it's something that our culture doesn't really do very well, especially with the way that we've been trained, you know, if we're from, I know I'm from an evangelical Christian background. So when you consider the world, I think I mentioned this before, but, you know, we our ancestors went from perfect to kind of like the booby prize, where, you know, this planetary experience is not the ideal, and so we're always searching for the ideal, but we're not going to find it because we're cursed or whatever. And, I think that part of our anxiety is just a part of our culture and not being able to be present in this world and present with nature and present with just our surroundings. And I think that, you know, as I go into and as we all go into this, it is my personal belief that if you cannot attain presence, I don't feel like any healing method will really be, you're not going to get as much benefit. You may get some benefit, but I don't feel like it's going to gain a lot of benefit. For instance, I work with affirmations a lot with people, and the biggest thing is they'll start the affirmations, but they won't allow them to do anything. The purpose for affirmations is to really pay attention to what's going on inside of your body. And that's the first modality that I'm going to mention is, you know, use an affirmation like, you look in the mirror, I love you exactly like you are to your face. And what resistance do you experience? You know, does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel uncomfortable? And if it makes you feel uncomfortable, why? And I feel like that's a part of becoming present, because what you're doing in that is you're addressing the issues that are going on inside of you. And you're letting it go, just like what Denise was saying about, you know, it's about letting go. And, and I really think that that's a major part of it. And that's why I like that process of using affirmations so much, is because it will kind of expedite the situation, and it will allow you to see. I mean, if you're looking in the mirror and you use an affirmation like, you know, I make money easily and effortlessly, I mean, you know, I've worked with clients that have actually laughed at that affirmation because they don't believe it. They can't see it in themselves. And that's the part, that resistance is the part that needs to be changed for the healing to come. And it is like cleaning up. I mean, internal healing, physical healing, it's like cleaning up what's vibrationally inside of you that is not, beneficial to you. It's letting go of the things that are not serving you anymore, whether it's a belief or it's a pattern of eating or it's a pattern of life. You're letting go of those things. Another thing that I do use, and I'm just going to briefly mention it because actually Denise talks a lot about this and probably practices it much more than I do, but is something that for me has been very beneficial is Reiki. I use Reiki. I'm a Reiki practitioner, although I don't practice very much, but I have found in my personal life that Reiki has been very beneficial. And that's all about the vibrations, the vibrational energy, and bringing, it's using symbology to kind of bring a certain vibration to your physical body or your emotional body. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And actually, all of the other methods of healing, well, I guess affirmations is about vibration as well. You're shifting your vibration through letting go of things. But, you know, angel healing, if you're interested in that, we talked a little bit about this last week and the week prior. But I do use the angelic vibrations in terms of how I do healing for myself and for others. Crystal healing, and actually I'm not going to talk too much about that because I think that Cheyenne is really much more versed than I am when it comes to using crystals, but I do use crystals in my own practice. I'm surrounded by crystals, and it's just a way for me to increase my vibrational energy and to let go of lower vibrational things that are inside of me, and I use that as part of my process. And then I'm also an herbalist. I do natural herbal healing, and that's a part of that's a part of my everyday life. I mean, it connects me to nature. I use all fresh herbs. I don't go and purchase stuff online, but it's a way for me to connect to nature. So to me, there's two parts to the herbal healing. It connects me, it grounds me, and it also, the vibrations that each herb carries, I use them in my healing practice. One other thing, too, I wanted to mention, I really liked what Denise had to say. You know, there's a grounding dimension to healing as well, but then there's also this high vibrational dimension to healing. And for me, that is really, it really reminds me of, like, the chakras. And, you know, you have the very high vibration where the crown chakra, where you're connected to unlimited resource or unlimited potential or God. And then you have the root chakra, which is a very grounding chakra, and it keeps your feet on the ground. And I've always found when I'm doing chakra healing that if somebody is very out of balance, if we work on the crown chakra and the root chakra, it's almost like stretching out a rubber band, and it kind of brings those other chakras into alignment. And so I really was quite intrigued with what you said, Denise, about, you know, it's important to have that grounding aspect of it as well. And I feel like that's what herbal medicine brings to the table in terms of my own healing practice and my own healing experiences. So, oh, and then also the crystal, because they're from the earth, the crystal therapies that I do. Cheyenne, I would love to hear what you have to say, so I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to you.
Okay, I think we're getting into a little bit more of it now. I've personally been doing it for over 32 years, so there's a lot of different modalities that I use. I have my basic one, like we're talking about, to keep you grounded. And then there's others, you know, that go up levels, that go up levels, and then go up levels. But I want to go back to the very beginning, very ground thing here. Like you were talking about your affirmation and everything that you use. And a lot of people that I talk to and have worked with and so forth, I have one exercise that I have them do first thing, because this is going to tell you whether you're going to panic, you get anxiety, or you're off center. One of the three. But when people first wake up in the morning, after you get through sleeping, and your eyes first open in the morning, or you realize that you are awake, what is the first thing that you do? Do you throw your eyes open and jump out of the bed really quick and run around to get ready for work, or to grab this or to grab that in order to have time to do this before you head out the door? Or do you lay there for a second, realize that you're awake, And I always go by this. When you're laying there, see how you feel on the inside. Open your eyes, see what you can see, touch, and smell before you ever get out of the bed. Because a lot of people, without realizing it, when they first wake up in the morning, that adrenaline, that anxiety is already in gear before you even realize what you're doing. And I've known people, you know, intimately that this is what that you know they had done, and for them it was a very long road, and a very very major learning curve and everything, and they went from the type of person that you know barely has their eyes open and jumps out of the bed and everything, to the type of person that lays there, realizes they're awake, they feel the sheets, they open their eyes to see what they can see and what they smell. That right there is going to tell you, are you going to be balanced or are you going to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off? And there's a big difference between the two, because if you start your morning like that, you're going to throw yourself off balance, and then, you know, until you realize that you're off balance, it's going to stay that way. And that's only through my experience. Everybody used to always call me a walking encyclopedia when it came to crystals, minerals, and stones. Those, I would have to say, besides conscious channeling, they were the first things that I began to do. Matter of fact, I still have the very, very, very first crystal I ever bought when I was 12 years old, and it's a huge amethyst point. And it was the first stone that I was drawn to, and I always have used essential oil therapies in conjunction with the crystals and the chakras. There's a lot to the chakras. Males spin opposite of female spin. In other words, your chakras are going to spin the opposite of a female's. And they release things, and they can take things in. And there's meditation that you can do for each one of those chakras to clear them and to bring them into balance and to bring in what it is that you want to bring in. Aromatherapy is very important. I want to give you an example. Say you're not having a really good day or anything. You happen to pass the flower shop or you happen to pass the candle shop or anything, and you walk in and you take a deep breath. If you're really aware of it, you're going to feel your energy shift. You're going to get from that one energy to another energy. Aromatherapy is very, very important. And a lot of people, you know, they just kind of blow it off. And candle companies here lately, I guess for the last 15 years, have really tried to make a big thing on it and everything. But colors and aromas and things of that nature have a lot to do with it. You know, say, for instance, when you get up out of bed and you're getting dressed for the day, what color is it that you're drawn to? Because color therapy is a real legit thing. What color is it that you're drawn to? What type of clothing are you drawn to? All these things are signs that's going to tell you what's going on within you, whether you're really conscious of it or not. You know, if somebody's rushing to get out of the bed and they've got two children to get off to school and stuff, well, they're just going to grab any old t-shirt they can get, any old pair of pants they can slide on, get the kids done, and get them off to school. But somebody that pretty much is easy and flowing with their energy, and they have these things to do, they get up, they look, they see the colors, and they say, oh, that color is the one that I really like, and that's what I'm going to put on. And that has a lot to do with it. People don't realize, in the morning time, after you've rested, when you first get up, your first reactions and non-reactions are going to set the course for your day unless you change that energy. And that can be something as simple as smelling a flower, using a cologne, or I use natural scents and things that I put on my body. Essential oils raise the different levels of frequency within you. And it's the same with colors. Colors will also raise your frequency or lower your frequency. And the same thing with crystals and stones. Crystals and stones and so forth have their own vibration. But also the configuration of it, the color of it, and all of this comes into this one stone that you're working with. And that's a lot. And it changes things within you. Meditation and visualization. that kind of goes along, I think, with your affirmations, James. If somebody, even if they're not really good at meditation, by that I mean people say, well, I can't sit still long enough to meditate. Well, if you could take just 5 minutes, it doesn't have to be perfect. Turn off the TV, turn off everything else, and just sit there and let your mind flow. Because as it flows, then you're going to start having visualizations. Or say, for instance, you know, you would like something to come into your life. So just sit there for that 5 minutes and think of nothing, or think of what it is that you do want. And when you think about it in detail. You want it this size. You want it to look like that. You want this color. This is where you want to put it. The more real that you can make it in your mind, it raises the vibration, and that puts that vibration out to the universe and says, okay, this is what this person's looking for. Let's get it for. Again, there's a lot of modalities. There's a lot of things that really do matter, and they're very, some of them, I will retract that, some of them are very, very easy. Reiki, as you brought up, I've been a Reiki master for a very long time. I use Reiki on a daily basis. I have seen miraculous things happen when people have Reiki treatments. And I've known people who go maybe once every 3 months and some people that will go every week because of the difference that they're feeling in their body. Reiki does a lot of things. It'll help clear your body. It'll softly bring up issues if you've got buried in you that you totally forgot about. It'll bring those up. It raises your frequency. It cleans things out. I don't want to talk too long here. but there's a lot of things. You know, there's regressions that do great. Something as simple as acupressure. Anybody can pick up a little book on acupressure. And say if you're at work or someplace and, you know, you're really getting this headache or whatever, just sit there and rub your earlobe. Something as simple as that. There will be a point, you know, an acupressure point that you can sit there and do, and it won't draw any attention to you, and it'll bring you some relief. But as I said, I don't want to keep going because there's a lot of different things. and sorry I talked so long, Denise, but I'm going to go ahead and pass it back to you.
No, that's perfectly fine, Cheyenne. One thing I think once I finish up is we can start sharing a little bit about the actual herbs, as you mentioned, James, that you actually use and the crystals that you actually use as well. Cheyenne, I'm going to go ahead and talk a little shortly about that because it is part of the healing that I like to use in terms of the modalities. And it's funny because I'm looking at my notes, I'm laughing at one part that I'm about to talk about soon. But yeah, I'm a big fan of turmeric. I like using it in food. I'm now just taking the supplements, and 100 grams is right up there big time on the ORC scale, the antioxidant ORC scale. So turmeric is my big go-to and what I like to recommend to clients when it comes to just overall, you know, skin health and detoxing health and just all sorts of fabulous stuff. Turmeric is my go-to herb. And, again, you can take it in just a simple supplement, organic supplement. I take a 300-milligram pill. You only need about 100 milligrams to get the greatest antioxidant. A lot of herbs are right up there on the scale, but that's just what I personally like to take. But you could always just, you know, put a little in milk or put a little in your water or your smoothies or your food and get some great benefits from that fabulous yellow spice. It does stain, so that's why I like to take a little bit of the supplement format. But, you know, if you're just careful and you don't get on your clothes, you're okay. And as far as the crystals are concerned, I'm sitting here with I love this crystal, and we spoke a little bit about this in the last Angel radio show, but it's a celestite, it's a geode, and it's a beautiful light blue, and it's just sitting there on my desk, and I've got all these other little crystals that are lined up alongside my desk as well, and
that's
I love
a great
rose
one.
Quartz. Yeah, I love rose quartz, very healing, especially for the heart. If you're dealing with heartbreak, or you're dealing with just opening, keeping your heart open, coming from a very loving place, especially if you're dealing with, like, anger or jealousy or ego. I mean, hold a rose quartz, and you'll just calm, you know, down. also, amethyst. I love amethyst. I actually have amethyst and turquoise earrings. I love to wear those, and I like to actually keep them around as well. They're kind of chunky. I love just a clear quartz. Got a nice little clear quartz here and a citrine, which is kind of known as a prosperity stone. It's very abundant, confident type of stone as well. And with any crystal, they come with their natural energies, but you always want to make sure your intention when using them is also very lighted, because you can influence the energy of that stone and create a whole other vibration. So we can, again, just kind of talk about our favorite herbs and crystals after I complete, just so we give people a resource and, you know, more than just the actual modality. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that I personally use. And, James, you did mention affirmations. And I have a love-hate with affirmations. And the reason for this is I really feel they work great, because I am a hypnotherapist. They really work great when you take somebody under into hypnosis. That is one that I love to use for myself. Is I'll record my own MP3s. I do custom MP3s as well for clients. And it's really great for you once you go into hypnosis and you have the affirmation going into your subconscious. But one thing I like to use without having to go into hypnosis, just like on a daily basis, is affirmations. Now, Noah St. John, I believe, or Noah St. James, not sure, it's one of those two, came up with affirmations. Instead of affirmations, it's you're forming something, which means you're going right to the subconscious, not to the conscious. Because when we tell ourselves, I am abundant, people may not believe it, as you mentioned, James. And I think that's a really excellent point that you made, that you have to be present when you say those things to see how you actually feel about it. If there's resistance coming up, if there's not, and then you can really go through the process. With affirmations, you ask your subconscious a question. So you just bypass the conscious, which is probably going to lie to you, you know, or make you go into make-believe scenarios, and go right to the subconscious that's going to tell you the truth. So if you say, why am I so abundant, your subconscious is going to go, let me go through all those subconscious memories and recordings and all sorts of stuff and find out why you're so abundant. And your subconscious is going to start saying, yeah, you are abundant, because I just went through all the records and I found all these examples of why you're so abundant. And if you continue to do that, it's like, why am I so abundant? Why am I so loving? Why am I so blessed? All that type of stuff just goes directly to subconscious. Subconscious finds all the examples, and, you know, you go from there. Now, if you go in the negative state of why am I this and why am I that in a very negative, you know, type of whatever words you want to use, your subconscious will find every reason to make that a true statement as well. You really have to focus on what you tell yourself, what you say to yourself about yourself, because it is going somewhere. It's either going to the conscious or the subconscious or both. So affirmations is a way I like to give people a resource where they don't have to go into hypnosis, but they can go directly to the subconscious for healing. Dream therapy, or as I like to call it, nap therapy, sleep therapy. I love to take naps. I am one of those people who, if I need a 20-minute cat nap, I'm going to take it, because that's when I can get my guide coming in to give me all those little things on my to-do list that I might need to go back and rework. It's a great time for me just to get a boost of energy. It's a great time for my dreams to come in and maybe give me some subconscious insights of things that I need to heal. You have to remember that your waking life and your dream life, they're all real. It's just on that vibration, you know, so it's not like one's fake and one's real. No, it's all real. What goes on in your dream state is just very symbolic, but it is just as real as your waking life, and you need to make sure that you understand that the vibrational levels, fourth dimension, third dimension, they're all real. They're all working at the same time. And as long as we're on this third dimension, we have to definitely connect into that fourth dimension through meditation, things of that nature, just to make sure everything stays balanced so we're not just going in this robotic world and there's nothing left. So that's one thing I like to do with sleep therapy. Also prayer. I like to call them the archangels when I just need something quick, like healing, shield up, releasing some energy that's not my own. I just call the archangels for that. So prayer is always something I use on a daily basis. I'm always talking to the angels. If I'm talking too fast, it's because I just want to get through everything. So that's one thing that I like to use. Also, reflexology. I absolutely love reflexology. I spoil myself, and I'm not against anybody spoiling themselves and treating themselves like a princess. because when you pamper yourself, when you really take care of yourself, your whole world's going to shift. Your health is going to be vibrant. You're going to be just as hyper as I am. It's just a really great thing to do for yourself. So give yourself a foot rub. Reflexology deals with the reflex points on the bottom of your feet, okay? Everybody has these reflex points. Your soles of your feet actually has some of the largest pores in the body, so it can take in a lot of energy as well as a lot of, you know, healing stuff like, you know, aromatherapy uses like essential oils. It can soak that in right into the bloodstream to calm you down, things of that nature. So, you know, just play around. Learn a little bit about reflexology. Just push a little pressure onto the different paddings of your feet. Every bit of the sole of your feet relates to an organ. So if you're, like, feeling very tense in your shoulders, you could just start working up with the pads, you know, right under the toes and things of that nature, and you really can start to calm down. You'll know it's working when your shoulder, one of your shoulders starts, you know, drooping. You feel really relaxed on one side. Then you might want to work on the other foot to just get it all balanced. But I love reflexology and foot rubs and massage therapy, self-massage. I do all that type of stuff. Salt scrubs, really great if you want to give your aura a nice little cleaning up. Salt soaks, really great for cleaning up the aura too. Just a 20-minute soak can really change your aura and give it a great bit of life. Salt has always been used in ancient times for healing and cleansing and all sorts of fun stuff. So those are the types of things I'd use to just pamper myself, you know, once or twice a week. Matrix Energetics is something that I do use along with Reiki in my healing. And what I love about Matrix Energetics, a lot of people still don't know much about it, but it's really fascinating. And I deal with Matrix Energetic frequencies. Matrix Energetics taps into kind of the quantum physics, the matrix, you know, the place that's kind of the void in between of like the third dimension, the fourth dimension, where everything is still existed and connected, and you could really take, let's say, a spinal injury and just, you know, tweak it and automatic, it's corrected. It's a fascinating thing if you ever want to look into or see the videos. You'll really just be a little bit mind blown. But Matrix Energetics is something I've been using, especially the frequencies, for actually about a year or and a half or so. A friend taught me this after she went through a lot of the Matrix Energetic courses and things of that nature, and she did it on me, and I was literally laying on the ground almost like paralyzed but extremely happy. Some of the things you got to look into. But a lot of healing was done during those sessions, and we definitely did a whole kind of like tutoring of sorts where I was learning the frequencies and how to work it, and it's really fascinating stuff. I can't really explain it because it's just kind of that different. But if you can look into it, go on YouTube, but you could find a ton of information about it and see videos. But Matrix Energetics, especially the frequency, is really something, especially frequency number 3, for healing the heart and really allowing more love to come into your life and letting go of ego and, you know, jealousy and stress and all that type of stuff. Frequencies are really great for that. And there's so many frequencies. I mean, at least it can go up to about 100 or so frequencies. So it's really just one of those things that you can learn on your own. As I mentioned, hypnotherapy is something I like to use, make my own MP3s. Color therapy, you mentioned, Cheyenne, is very accurate about that because the colors, I'm actually wearing green right now, believe it or not, and green is a very healing color. And if you're talking about healing, if you want to just relax for the day or you just want to be in a place healing yourself for the day, wearing green is very good. It's a very relaxing color. It's one that can ground you as well. It can also just help you feel a little bit more connected to the earth, but also has a vibrational energy that just takes you to a place of peace. So green is always a great color to use in visualizing healing energy around somebody in an environment that needs to calm down. I like to use visuals a lot when it comes to my Reiki, but also when it comes to just visualizing during the healing process, life force energy, as well as using the mind to actually help as well. So the mind is very powerful for healing, as you've probably noticed through our talks. A lot of it has to do with intention and also, of course, using tools and things of that nature, natural resources like herbs. Really great. Some other things, I am an artist, so art therapy is something I like to use. Very healing for me. A lot of people like to write. Very healing for them as well. These are just great ways to, you know, release something that's maybe working inside of you or working outside of you. A lot of artists are very intuitive and definitely will feel like, you know, the art is painting itself, or the brush is doing the work through, you know, your guide or spirit. And, you know, next thing you know, you've got this masterpiece, and you're like, where did that come from? You just almost lose yourself when you're painting. So art therapy is something I like to do. Music therapy, I love smooth jazz. I love classical music. I don't like lyrics so much. I don't listen to a lot of, you know, today's pop. You know, sometimes I'll listen to a little bit of it. I just need a burst of energy. But for the most part, I like to keep it high vibrational, smooth jazz and classical. That's very healing for a lot of people. I mentioned retail therapy. That was what I was giggling about. Retail therapy could be very relaxing as well. You don't have to actually shop and buy everything. You could go window shopping. You could go, you know, just fill up a cart online of things that you would like and just think, I don't really need them. But you know what I mean? Retail therapy can be actually very healing for a lot of people as long as it's under control. And that's maybe a thing that women like to do. Guys like to do it too. I mean, it just depends. Like feng shui I mentioned earlier, decluttering my environment, making it pretty. I love interior design. Bringing things in that you love, that are beautiful, that makes you feel good about yourself. Having artwork that's very abundant, like landscapes or waterfalls, anything of that nature. You look at a wall that's blank all the time, you're going to feel like there's obstacles constantly in your way. So if you have your surroundings, beautiful art, beautiful mirrors, things of that nature that reflect other beautiful things in your environment, you're going to feel beautiful. So that's one thing I like to bring in is interior design elements, because I think everybody should surround themselves with beauty. And another thing I've tried, because like I said, I love to be my own pamper shop, is colon hydrotherapy. That's something I tried 3 times because I got a package. And it's interesting. If you're interested in really detoxing your system, it is something that you definitely try. I wouldn't really go back and do it again, but it is something that I found to be interesting. And I have tried for myself and found that there were definitely benefits from it, especially learning a little bit more about magnesium powder and how beneficial that is to have with calcium and detoxing your system. So those are all the little modalities and ways that I like to heal myself on a regular and weekly basis. Okay, so back to you, James.
Thank you, Denise. And yeah, when you were talking about specifics, I'm thinking, man, what there isn't really, when it comes to herbal medicine, I have at least 48 different herbs in my, you know, in my herbal pharmacy. And I don't think that there's any that I use every day, except for, you know, for, man, I can't think of any that I use every day, and that's because each one has kind of like a specific purpose behind it. I think the one that I use probably the most is St. John's wort, because St. John's wort has a lot of different uses. I mean, it's an analgesic, so it takes care of pain. Probably the reason why I use it the most is because I create a St. John's wort oil, and I use that as a natural sunscreen, because I don't want a lot of the toxins that are in sunscreens all over my body. And St. John's wort is great. It's an herb that grows out in the sun. It's prevalent almost I think all over the United States you can find St. John's wort. Maybe not, I don't know about Alaska, but all over the United States that I've ever been, there's been just St. John's wort everywhere. And it grows out in very, very hot sun. And so when you put that on your body, it actually blocks the sun, because it's just the vibration or the nature of that herb. So that's probably the reason why I use that one the most. But it does have so many different properties. I know that there's been a lot of information about it being an antiretrovirus too. I have never used, you know, I've never known anyone that had a retrovirus like HIV or, you know, those types of viruses, but I have known of people, and I've read stories about people that have used that to keep themselves from getting full-blown AIDS. Trying to think of other herbs that I use. Probably yarrow is another one, and that's, again, because it's got such a huge variety of uses. I mean, yarrow is a coagulant, so if, you know, if you get a cut on your hand, you can actually walk outside. Yarrow pretty much grows everywhere as well. Walk outside, chew up a piece of yarrow, stick it on the cut, and you know it's going to stop bleeding. It's also antiseptic. It's antibacterial. It has all different types of properties. Let's see, what other ones do I use? A lot of the mints, I like mints. I actually create honeys out of mints, where I'll go and I'll peppermint. You know, if you find a peppermint patch, there's usually an abundance of it. It's one of those that you don't want to plant in your garden, because it'll just take over. So it's better to find that one in the wild. But I actually create honey out of peppermint, and I use that if I have a tummy ache, or if somebody that I know has a tummy ache, I'll just take a spoonful of the peppermint and honey, and I'll stir it in there and have them drink a little tea of it. Peppermint's also really good if you have a sore throat too. That and honey as well. Honey has its own healing properties. There is one that I actually do take every day in a tea. Raspberry leaf. And raspberry leaf, I have a history of cancer in my family, and raspberry leaf is anti-cancer, and it's that's one that you can take every day. And so that is one that I do make a tea out of every day, or just about every day when I'm thinking about it. So that's it on the herbs. You had mentioned crystals too, and I think you'd mentioned several that I use. There's a couple that you didn't mention that I use really frequently. An aragonite star. Actually, I have several aragonite stars, and those are actually, they kind of bring clarity. They bring things together in terms of your emotions so that you can have clarity for the future and intention for the future. I really like the aragonite star. I just like the vibrational energy that has. And then I also use, and this is another one that I have around me just about all the time, is black tourmaline. And black tourmaline is really good for, it actually is like a vortex for negative energy. It just kind of sucks it all in so that it, kind of gets rid of, kind of clears the air. It's almost like if you're using a sage wand to smudge, where you burn the sage and you use the smoke to kind of get rid of negative energy. I find that black tourmaline is a good one that you can use, and it kind of has the same effect. And then also, if you're smoke sensitive, that's something that you might consider using instead of the sage, if sage tends to bother your lungs as well. I was just looking at the time. It does look like we are getting close to time. So I just wanted to go ahead, and Cheyenne, if you wanted to bring up any specifics that you might want to add to the show, and then also then we can kind of do a little closing if we have final thoughts as well.
I'll try to combine mine all at once.
Okay.
You both said things. I want to say one little thing too, and then I'll get to the other thing. As far as the herbs go, every day I take cayenne for pain and for circulation. And I take milk thistle to make sure my liver's clean. The rest of them, I'm like you, I don't take every single day. Denise, you had said things, about affirmations and so forth and so on, how you talk to people. I have done that my whole life. It's kind of like, I'll give you two examples. People are always saying, what's wrong with me? So if you keep saying what's wrong with me, the universe is going to keep showing you what it is you're doing wrong that you don't like. To where if you look at it, okay, be positive. Well, what's good about me? What's positive about me today? It's going to pull that energy in, and it's going to lift somebody's spirits to where they're going to have a different outlook on things. And a lot of the times, I hear people all the time, they'll be looking at somebody and they'll say, I'm sorry. Well, you're not a sorry human being. You're apologizing for something, but you're not a sorry human being. So those two things, those popped in my head because I don't like anybody thinking that they're a sorry person. It bothers me when they think that, they're that far down, they're just a sorry person. So it's easier just to say, I apologize. Reflexology, I agree with 100%. I use that with my essential oil therapy. The points that you hit with reflexology, you can also use in combination with the essential oils to bring about a lot of different things. And going to the crystals. Okay, I'm going to try to keep this short. The celestite, by the way, happens to be one of my favorites. I just adore that. I love quartz, petrusi, a lot of things when I'm explaining crystals to people. I tell them, okay, there's different configurations and stuff. And when you begin working with crystals, you're working with a power, with an entity, of its own. So if you're just starting out with crystals and so forth, please, please, please don't get a double terminated quartz to wear around your neck, because otherwise you're going to have so much stuff coming in, coming in, coming in, coming in, you're going to drive yourself crazy. One that does absorb a lot of negativity in your surroundings and so forth is citrine. And citrine is one of two. Out of all of the mineral kingdom, crystal kingdom, does not have to be cleared, does not have to be cleansed. So citrine is always a good one to have around if you're needing, you know, a lot of negative stuff or things cleared and so forth and so on. And when you get a crystal and when you go in to buy one, wait for one to call you. And when it calls you, there is a process of clearing it and cleansing it and making it your own. You merge your energies along with it. My signature stone for this lifetime is rose quartz. I adore rose quartz. I've had it since I was very, very young. I am constantly surrounded by it. I have huge pieces, by the way, Denise, that I brought with me from out where you are. I didn't have a whole lot of room for everything, but all of my crystals came with me. The quartz family is wonderful. Quartz family, all of the quartz family's energy is very, very high. So if you are surrounded by quartz, you're going to have a high energy around you. And the area that you live in is a high energy on top of that. So, yeah, you're probably always buzzing like a little bee from a flower to a flower. I would have to say if someone is going to start off with a crystal, I would have to say malachite. Malachite does a lot of things, a lot of things. And it works with the heart chakra, and it works with healing. And it does a lot of things. It's great for manifesting. So if you're looking for a piece to work with intently, because once you get a stone and once you get a crystal, it's very important for the energies of you and the energies of it to merge. So I think it would be great if you got malachite, if you're drawn to it. It's got a lot of different patterns in it. Got a lot of different levels in it. The entire quartz family, again, is wonderful to work with. Each has its own speciality on top of the regular quartz. And another one that I'm going to name, it's not real, real common, but it's becoming more common, and it's called cactus quartz or the spirit stone. This is absolutely beautiful. It comes in a lavender. It comes in a pink. And it comes in a darker purple, but it is covered with druzy in citrine. All of it, no matter what color you get, it's covered in druzy. And that stone alone will help your emotions surface. It will help you clear out things out of your head that you don't necessarily want in there. And it will start changing the energy that you're surrounded by and the energy that comes up in your body to where, okay, this is what I want to do today, or this is what I'm definitely going to go for. It's a beautiful stone. It is a fantastic stone. So for anybody just starting out, I would definitely say get the malachite or the spirit quartz or cactus quartz. It's just beautiful. It's gorgeous. And it brings a lot of things around to people. I'm wearing green as well, Denise. My candle that I'm burning is green as well. Green has a lot to do with it, a lot. And colors are important. So I would say to anyone, you know, if you have any questions or anything, please feel free to ask. Definitely everything that's been said here tonight, I agree with. and seeing the different ways that they interlock together. And by the way, I do make jewelry with real stones, and a semi-precious stones, and I paint, and I write. Once you start opening yourself to these things, once you begin opening your chakras, and once you start following your intuition or things that you're drawn to, I think you would be absolutely surprised with yourself at what all that you can do. And with that, I'm going to say good night to everyone, and thank you for coming. And Denise and James has been great. I think it was a great topic, and that's all I have to say, I guess. It's up to you, Denise.
Okay, thanks. I will only make this really quick. Just want to let everybody know that, yes, watch your talk. You know, look into crystals, look into herbs, look into anything that you have heard on the show that you find fascinating. Look into it further. You could definitely bring so many healing modalities into your own personal life that can definitely change the way that you just view the world differently, or just view yourself differently. Just so many things you can use. Like we mentioned, there's so many things out there. These are things that work for us. You can try them for yourself, listen back to the show, get some tips and ideas. But try it all, you know. If you're dealing with something and you just want something that might help, you know, we probably have already said and mentioned it. And once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us, listening, and we welcome you back anytime. Natalie did mention that she does actually use turmeric for her neck pain. Turmeric is a great pain reliever. Her chiropractor did mention it. So, you know, for anybody who is also dealing with pain, there you go. Okay, just another tip from us. But right back to you, James.
Thank you, Denise, and thank you, Cheyenne. And this has been a wonderful show. And I just want to encourage everyone, you know, seek out your own healing. I mean, the information that we provided today is by no means a concise list of modules, healing modules or healing methods. Find what works for you. And, you know, if what we mentioned, if that resonates with you, grab onto that. If it doesn't, go find your own method that works for you, because we're all very individual. We're all very, that's what makes us, you know, so unique and so human. And so it is valuable to seek out methods to evolve yourself and to enjoy life. And I guess that's my biggest message is, you know, enjoy life and enjoy what the gift that's been given to you. And I will go ahead, Natalie, I want to thank everybody. Natalie, I'll go ahead and pass it on to you.
Okay, well, another great topic, and I'm sitting here, and Denise mentioned the turmeric I've had. I have a pinched nerve, and he told me, Sari, this is what you need to get, but don't buy what I'm selling. He said, just get the pure stuff, he said, because it's an anti-inflammatory. And he said, you know, I think it will really help you a lot, and it has helped a lot. I just damaged it a second time, and now I'm going to be much more careful and make sure that it heals really good. And what a source of information all of you have shared tonight. I mean, I'm sitting here in awe, and I say this every week, but it's true. I think I have the greatest talent on stars out of any site that there is. I mean, because I get to know all of you, and I just listen to you. Maybe you don't even know how really great all of you are. And in the room, of course, we have Candy in there, a womaning the fort. We have Red Hawk in there. We have Mystical Waters in there. I'm going from memory, but I'm going to tell you who's there. We have, of course, Denise was in there also. We had Judy Noah for a while. We had Star Sage, and we had quite a few guests with us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been wonderful, and everybody knows how much I love them. And if they don't, then they really don't know Natalie very well. And with that, I'll get another topic from one of the three on the panel, and we'll see everybody next week. And James, awesome job. Denise, Cheyenne, of course, awesome jobs. And send me that Reiki now for my neck. Now keep it going, guys. I'm not out of the woods yet, you know.
Send me your address. Anyway, I'll get you the salve.
I will. I'll send it to you an email. And thank you, everyone, and I love you, and we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Love you.